Bum, 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 bum. Yeah, you know what day it is, you know what time it is, and no, it's not Tuesday, it's Sunday going into Monday. Well, it's probably Monday already on the East Coast. People are up, what are they doing? I hope that they're giving praise and appreciation for the day to come. And for those of you who are just settling into the evening and night time over there on the Pacific Coast, my beloved city by the bay, oh, please continue to have a glorious day. And here on the Big Island, oh, I give praise and thanks to the Creator for allowing us to have a day of sunshine. Oh, it has been, we have been under, inundated by rain. Oh, my goodness. I told you last week we had a celebration with Aquarius. We did a little Aquarius. We poured water and did some serious affirmations, and the next thing you know, Aquarius turned on the water, and boom, we've been in it ever since. I hope that the weather is fine where you are, and if it is not, that you are braving it with great dignity. Anyhow, this is Mission Possible, and this BBSRadio.com. I'm not sure, but I'm just going to do something totally out of character. I'm going to give it up, of course, to the Creator and say thank you for everything, and we're going to get right to the show. From what I understand, I may even have a caller left over from another show and another station that wants to speak or has something to say. If they do, let's go with that. And then I'll get back to my after Super Tuesday blues as I begin to unravel this here premature primary idea that we have selected the ones who are going to run in November. Oh, I hope it's still an open race because I certainly the boss, you know, and that's who I am when I'm not being Roxy. I'm Boss RJ, yes, the Schizoid Talk Show host, and I am in and about everything because this is what mainstream is not about, everything. So is there a caller on the line right now, hanging on right now? No, there isn't. Well, then I'm going to get into it. You know, one of the things that I so like when I'm talking to Don Nikoloff is that I'm able to respond to history, and I know the mission is possible for somebody out there to tell it like it T.I. is. And that's what my show is about, and the mission is possible, that we'd be able to know that life is life and people are people, and the truth, for sure, has been corrupted. And it may just be human ignorance and selfishness and fraud that kind of got it all corrupted, but somewhere along the line, something has been lost. And I don't know if anybody out there wants to talk about that, but we can get into that a little bit.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, you're talking
Are you there?
To the boss, and this is Mission Possible. Give me a name.
Hello? Can someone hear me?
Oh, I hear you
sure
fine.
Someone is hearing me.
Excuse me? Don, we have a problem here. Technical difficulties.
Hello?
Oh, hello? Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, you're talking to the boss. What's on your mind?
No, I just wanted to ask a question regarding what's happening to me. And I'm feeling lighter and happier and all these nice things and my life is changing. I just wanted to say that. Can you say something about that?
Oh, yeah, it makes me want to sing that old song. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Clap your
if you're
hands.
Happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Clap your hands. Yeah.
Yeah, if you're happy and you know it, then your voice and your life will truly show it, right? So you're voicing it, and that's the best thing I think that can happen for a person is to voice that affirmation. Kind of makes
Absolutely.
It for real. So how did this come about? What was the big epiphany, so to speak, for you that got you to this wonderful supreme place called happy?
Well, I would say that I slept for 12 hours, and in those 12 hours, all I experienced was a dream in which God was giving me love, divine love. It was amazing. I woke up and I said, what happened? And then I had a depression period for 2 hours. And then after that, I was reading this book, and I felt this energy came through me and is still inside of me.
Well, why don't you share that book title with the people out there? I'm sure there's somebody out there that's
well,
curious
something
what you
about
read.
Ascension. I don't even remember what it was. It was about ascension and light and love and meditation and all these things that I always read about. But I said, I want that to myself. And I just felt this rush of energy just go through me, and it hasn't left me. it's just like I get blissed out. I get high all the time, and I'm not into drugs or alcohol or anything like that. And it's just changed the view. It's like I'm living like I'm on vacation or something. It's not real. Things are not real. So it's just a wonderful feeling of even self-fulfillment, you know, even to that point. And I go outside and I feel lighter, and I just go like, hey, I don't have money, I don't have this, I don't have that, but I'm happy. Something happened, and I think it's, you know, it's just that I think we're all progressing. I've worked on myself many years, but I always thought that I could call the light and the energy and give healing, but it would never stay in. And now it stayed in. A portion, of course, you know, it could, much more would be nicer, but I'm just, all these things that people say, or we're going to send, we're going to do this, the world, planetary ascension, it's going to happen. Something's going to happen. I'm just a normal person. I don't spend my whole day meditating or going to churches or preaching or not at all. These things are, I'm not doing these things. On the contrary, I have two parents who are both depressed, and I have to take them to the hospital the whole time. So that's not a pleasant life, but it's really beyond, you know, it can be done if it's done, I guess, by grace, you know?
You know, it sounds to me like you had a spontaneous source of remarkable radiation come into your life. You know what I mean? It's like something that you wanted forever has come, and it has been and will be your source of power for the rest of your life, for true, indestructible happiness. The boss will tell you this right now, is yours for the keeping. And that you need to treasure this feeling more and more than ever, and share this feeling with other people. And remember what Ralph Waldo Trine said, if I could give you just a little something to go on, for eternity is like attracts like in the power of the universe. And so therefore I would say to you, as you're going through all these things with your parents and everything, seek out like-minded people like yourself. Find them, choose to be with them, and experience life from now on forward in this moment.
Thank you, I just wanted to share that. I don't have too many people because I just moved here, and I don't know anybody, so I'm by myself.
That's what talk radio is all about. You can get into some really serious conversations with people that can then multiply for the sphere of influence in mainstream is incredible, and computer streaming is incredible as to what you may be saying may be felt by everybody that was experiencing it today with you.
Yeah.
You have lots of company.
I just hope, I mean, it's my greatest wish that everybody would be experiencing this every moment of their lives. I mean, it's just something that it doesn't leave. So it's, but I think that's our natural way of being. It's just that we've lost it. That's the way everybody should be. Everybody has that, I mean, somehow. It's just that you, as you said, you have to wish it. You have to work for it and things like that, and then when you least expect it, it happens. So
yeah,
I think a lot of people are popping up, you know, in that sense. And there will be more and more in this time of 2012. Are you aware of 2012?
I have been since the harmonic convergence. Why not look forward to 2012 and the great whatever, you know. I'll be prepared.
And I think that Arguelles, you know, this guy who wrote The Malleum Factor,
It
was a very difficult book to read. Everything that he writes is very difficult to understand. But he did say, I recall, that the change will come smoothly. There is a good chance that the change will come smoothly, which is kind of what happened to me, at least a portion of it. Instead of this dramatic turn of events that a lot of people are predicting, I left that many years ago after I left this Japanese religion. They were all talking about a baptism of fire all the time, you know.
Yeah.
So I left all that karma and all the reincarnation. I mean, I'm not saying that it doesn't exist or people can believe it or not. Since I started to look at life in a psychological way, it's been much better for my healing, rather than just saying it in a dramatic way. And that's what the church and none of these religions wants us to see ourselves as beings that need healing, you know? So I think that if we start approaching our own problems that way, people will heal and will see the light much faster. I mean, some people, of course, most people have resistance to these things, but I think the young generation are learning these things, and it's more natural for them. So so you were in the convergence, no? In 1980?
Well, what I was is I made an affirmation, and now it's 2008,
okay.
And I'm still alive and well.
Oh,
broadcasting over BBSradio.com, the power of the one that will lead and be the ultimate guidance. And as long as we obey and follow good guidance, we'll just stay on the way. And that's what this show is all about, staying on the way. You know, I want to thank you for calling. And we can, you're free to call back if you want to get into what we're going to be talking about tonight. I thank you. I couldn't think of a better way to open up my show than to have a person on who wants to share good news.
It's
and that to tell everybody, I would imagine you'd like to tell everybody to just remain open. Your turn will come too.
Yes, it's going to happen to everyone, I have no doubt.
Amen to that.
Amen
to that. Thank you for calling. You know, if you leave your name and number with Don, I will send you, for being a caller, Dr. Lennon Horowitz's latest DVD, In Lies We Trust, and I'll also send over a very interesting one called The Power of Community. I think that you'll find these two very interesting DVDs. So give Don Newsom your contact information, and I'll get those DVDs out to you
this week,
okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for calling the boss. See you later. Bye. Aloha. Wow, I just love it. Look at there. I'm starting to pick up steam and momentum. Look at, not only do I have a caller on the line, but this woman is here to tell us about the good news and to remain open. Oh, yeah. You don't want to miss this true reality. Oh, no. No, no, no. You don't want to miss it. Because God has plans and a purpose for all of us. And when we are wise enough to make the adjustments in our life, when we are able to open ourselves up to the merciful chance of a respite that we can grasp, oh, how many of you want to jump to conclusions in this leap year? Or how many of you want to jump to the right way? And that is that we need to understand that even though we see all of this discordance and all this evil all around us, and we see all these people making no sense, know that it is only a wink in the eye of God in terms of the time. And then soon enough, the one is going to come and is going to set the frequency straight. And in the meantime, let's all practice. In the meantime, and in the mean tune. Yeah, there we go, because it is Love 528 that I'm talking about in the live H2O concert that we are planning for June 21st. I mean, Boss, you just get ahead of yourself sometimes. It's June 19th to the 21st. And you can go to live, L-I-V-E, H2O.org and check out the latest information and become one of the 144,000 voices. Yes, there's room for you. It's going to take a very short time when I think about it. This is an intention to be a part of an experiment. Not like the experiments the Nazis put us through and are putting us through now with all these vaccines and ideas that we can prevent cancer. If we're not willing to look into our environment without to see how it may be that we have created this monster called cancer and that we need to bow down to heaven and apologize to God for our insane plan, and that's all I can call it. I have to call it like I see it. We're the contaminators of all time. And all the history of the world has been a human organism that has created as much waste and as much damage as this one here now that I am to have to, sorry to say, hello, is there. So what I want to do is just say is that if we can just go back to the beginning. Again, we had a chance and we fell from grace. What is it that I'm talking about? Well, when you really think about it, you have to go back Don Nikoloff would probably experience this for me too, and would probably say, oh boy, you sure did set up a great plate lunch this evening. Something for us all to think about is this thing called radium, this thing called Madame Curie, an equivalent of the Adam and Eve and Fall type of thing, Henri Becquerel, all of them looking for something in uranium, you see. And that's coming around again. If you was to look at the forecast for what people are making their fortunes in now, why the Queen of England was over here, you know, she owned a lot of uranium, if not all the uranium. We're talking United States, Canada, Belgium, Congo, all over the place, Romania. When you really begin to look at the fact that one woman taking, and it's really serious, folks, you really got to understand this, because everybody knows that it was the Rosetta Stone that set us all going for the Persian oil fields and all of that, because when they deciphered it all, they realized where everything was, and so then they went and they got that, and they made deals with the tribesmen, and that's how we got all in. All through, we get up to the 20s, we got everything chic and Arabic, and everybody's making deals, and kingdoms are falling and coming up and rising again, and Bedouin Arabs are running around and draped in, and Lawrence of Arabia is all over the world. And what I'm saying here is that if we begin to come out of our deep sleep, we begin to see how even Hollywood was telling the story, veiling the story, but they cannot begin not to look at their fascination for everything Arab, everything chic. Arab chic is what they called it at one point. Could have went in about the same time as the Roaring 20s. Does anybody want to talk about that? How our tobacco thing started, you know, really big time and came in vogue, and yet here we are dealing with a Muslim country that when they're out of the country don't wear their religion or their regalia. They put on a business suit and smoke cigars and drink brandy with the best of our American aficionados. But when you look at this whole history of radium, uranium, and the idea that this purple, this light was unleashed on man, and when you think about one woman crushing all of those rocks, and where did those rocks come from? They came from a place somewhere in Czechoslovakia or something like that, you know? One of those places over there, Slovenia. So then I start doing my homework, and I know Don, and I have to keep on saying his name because I really want you guys to start listening to Evident Footprints. I can't think of a better show that complements mine. Listen to it on Mondays. I like to get into a kind of a dialogue from Sunday to Monday with Don, because it's important for me to really tell you, you know, y'all can be naive if you want to, but I don't see names too often for me to ignore. One of them is so unique that you go, you just don't fall on this name all that often. And I've been fascinated by the stories of two very interesting characters in history called Conrad and Marcel Schlumberger, you see. And I said to myself, where did I ever see Schlumberger before? The boss said to herself, I remember Jim Garrison. Yeah, they found a whole bunch of explosives in one of the Schlumbergers, and then that's what started me on my search. Boy, let me tell you something, folks. There's something going on now. You have to really understand something. See, we never as a country, as a system, as a government, as a people, have we ever addressed this thing called fascism. We have been ruled by the Anti-Communist League. We have always been told to not like people from Russia and this and that. This is the biggest hooey ever. And these people that are now in office and the advisors to the president and all of them, I want you to check out how many of them have Tsarist leanings and how many have been brought up and brought into this whole conversation by people who had lost their power back in the revolution, but now stand on the precipice of all this new power and profits by reclaiming the fields that they had to walk away from a long time ago. Huh? Yeah, do your homework, folks. This isn't just about oil. This is about uranium, too, because after they can't give us any more oil, they still figure that they got a few years where they can titillize us with the power of cold fusion or fission or this or that, just so that they can keep in power. And you know they can't. The whole idea of what happened in Southeast Asia and all in there during the Vietnam had everything to do, Burma and all of that had to do with capturing those things that they needed so that they'd be able to continue to do their work, which was the rubies that advanced the laser technologies in the 60s. All of this stuff is real, folks, and when you start to do your homework, you can see why the major corporations are corporations you'll never hear from. They give us Coca-Cola and PepsiCo. But there's some people out here making some serious coin right now, you know, and fighting is our most expensive loss. And I haven't even, you know, with the popular Obama-Clinton kind of debacle, I start doing my homework, and man, it makes me feel uncomfortable as to how either one of these people want to head the Democratic Party and think that they can be president of the United States, except that they're lawyers and they'll spend the next 4 years at least backpedaling from all the things that you know are going to come up that nobody's going to want to deal with. And that is when all these pharmaceutical companies and everything else get found out that they got no cure for nothing, and that the cure is right inside people's own bodies, and that the whole idea of metaphysics and metaphysicals and beginning to get at the root causes of all of these problems and the despair and all the depression in the world, why, I sympathize with a lot of people, but I'm also kind of envious of some people that have time to get depressed. I mean, these times are so incredible that I don't even understand how anybody could find time to even go that low, to then have to wait to bring themselves back up. What a roller coaster that is. Life is not like that. I'll tell you one thing, though. It's starting to look like a very steep hill. In what direction? Well, that just depends on you. And that depends on everybody in America as to whether or not they want to get to the truth of the matter. It ain't really got nothing to do with anything other than what you know it has to do with. And that is that we've been scheduled for execution. And that they are doing it in so many different ways that you ain't going to have an idea. You're going to think God cursed you or the devil cursed you. But this is all man-made. I just want you to understand that. And it is so ugly that when it all comes out, when the whole thing comes out, as to how when the Nazis capitulated and realized they was going to lose the war, they started to abuse and abduct and murder a lot of children. And in the end, they sent some of these children that survived this abuse over here. And now these children are running for offices. These people have been put in a situation where they're being mind-controlled and stepping over the bodies of the slaughtered as they work their way to the top, when they can't see that the history of America is one of abuse and murder. When every American in this world, when you look at it and you see it, doesn't get down on their knees and bow themselves to the people that they have slaughtered in their sleep, at work, in the name of national security, in the name of financial insecurity, in biting off more than you could chew and financing more devil-worshipping types of industrial mayhem that any individual in one government could possibly do, culminating now in the fascist Nazi regime rising its head up and now having itself a good old time watching us beat ourselves about the head as to who we're going to vote for in November. What we are voting for are foreign-inspired, foreign-born, foreign-living types of individuals who don't know the American experience, have not felt what it is to be an American, and there in parcel is why we are as a nation a dead issue. Now, everywhere we are now, there is nothing but fussing and fighting and arguing. And the only people that are winning are the ones who set us on each other. And that takes me right straight to, and God bless every last DU, depleted uranium type associated individual. But you know, we took care of Saudi Arabia. We practiced in Saudi Arabia. We dumped enough depleted uranium on them that when we are finished, they're going to know that they've been had. And when they found out that they've been had, they're going to start releasing those nuclear bombs that they have in them suitcases that was given to them by the people that run this country, you know, as a way out. And then they'll say, oh, yeah, it was them. All the time it was them. Well, they wanted to be it. They had the biggest piece of the pie to protect. That's why Bandar said, let me be the enemy. Let Saudi Arabia come up the enemy. You'll be in the office anyhow. Who did he say that to? He said that to Bush. This is the type of foreign policy that takes place. This is Texas. Texas has its own special, oh, don't get me started, foreign policy. You see why the mission is possible? Because never before in the time in the history of the United States of America do we have an opportunity, if we were to wake up, to elect a dark horse, somebody that is not connected to any of this madness. Who is it? Who is it? Who wants to stand up and say that they are not connected to all this evil? Well, certainly George Bush couldn't do it, but he did. He became president of the United States, even though he's connected to the Mossad and to the Saudis, and he's been involved in more U.S. arms deals than Cardigard liver pills. Yeah, you got to look at these people. Cyrus Hashimi, Defense Department, Mafia, arms to Iran. You got to look at it all. It makes headlines, and then it's out here in one ear and out the other. No wonder we can't seem to get it all together. We don't believe nobody. You want to prove it to me? You got people who a long time ago, I was in a Sylmar in Monterey. Back, yeah, what was that, 78, 79. I remember the big hoo-ha about genetic engineering and the whole idea of manufacturing hereditary materials to give an effect, to produce something that you need, that the people need, instead of looking at why has everybody got diabetes in the first place? You see, but no, we don't want to backpedal. We want the sweetness. We've already eaten of the tree of evil and good, so it don't matter. We got both inside of us. Let's just encourage that evil to just keep on going, and then that's what you get. You get men who think it's a good idea to explode bombs under the sea and explode bombs under the ground and explode bombs in space and add things that never were there. And to wonder about what effect this would have on this and this on this. And wonder whether there are chemicals in space or whether there's metals in space or whether those cosmic rays that interfere with their whatever communication and the ultraviolet rays that are harmful to man. How do we overcome all of these things so that we can go into space too? What is this? And on whose back? Is this the same as building David's temple on the backs of all the people and we're supposed to feel good? It kind of reminds me of that one song, you know, the Union song where it says, now we stand outside, we're starving beneath the wonders we have made. We who built the cities where they trade, all of that in that song, you know? Yeah. For the union makes us strong. What's a union now? All the unions are busted. Everybody's trying to just survive. Thousands and thousands of people standing online for the hopes of a job just so they can go back to their welfare worker and say, I tried. Is anybody going to understand why we don't have any money in the wrong? And because we've done so much wrongdoing in the world, and now it's time to pay the piper, and that we are being blackmailed, and in doing so we're going to see the change of fortunes and the shifts of fortune go to a part of the world we hardly understand, a part of the world that most of us will never, ever see. And what goes on over there on the rising sun is the rising sun's problem. Right now, they're freezing to death and seeing that all of this insane stuff that they have built don't work so good if there's no power. You see, God is pretty merciful for everybody because you can see it, folks. I'm telling you, and like the old groundhog said, we still got a whole lot of winter to go. Oh, yeah, we got a whole lot of Mission Possible to go to here on BBSRadio.com. I'm not dressing anybody down. This is me, you know. I'm born in 1952. I gotta look at all of this stuff. I've seen scandals. I've seen tax collectors, big payoffs, small payoffs. I've seen defense military budgets that would make your eyes buggle. I sat and read some of the most ridiculous reasoning as to why we have all this insane playing in the first place, and I am absolutely bugaboo out of my mind as to how we could have two attorneys run for president of the United States without mentioning all of this. No, this is too neat. Oh, this is so neat. And that's not what America is about. We're not neat people. I don't understand why we're trying to be neat now. Nothing neat, nothing nice left. I mean, think about it. People have to wake up in the morning and look at their children and make a decision as to whether or not they're going to believe the hype and go for the hypo and inject their children with some insane idea that later on in their life, you know, I just tell you, practice good hygiene. Teach your kids about sex. Make sure that they hold on to whatever it is they're holding on to until they let it go for a good reason, which is love and want to bring children into the world and are sure that they can do such a thing. Begin to teach them to make good decisions, you see. To begin to distance yourself from stupid by showing them, but if you stupid, now you're going to teach your kids not to be stupid. And if you don't know that you're stupid, and you're teaching your kids to be stupid, how are you going to help your children? And they just whizzing on by us all over, man. We can't find nobody that wants to do the work. So what's going to happen if we can't do the work? Everything starts to just go kabuki, and you know what they will tell you? You can be replaced, you know. Isn't it insane, folks, you know? I mean, I remember World's Fair, they promise so much, but what we realize is progress speeds us up and it results in not so much time. Mm-hmm. But we have time enough to know that a person can outlive an idea and a crime and a shame and run for President of the United States, and that's Mr. McCain. Oh, that's kind of poetic. Yeah, he's one of the five. He's one of the Keating five. But it's okay, America, go ahead. He's ready to preside over that which is left. He already presided over the collapse of most of the savings and loans institutions in the late 1980s. Why shouldn't he be president of the United States and preside over the collapse of most of the banks and institutions and all in 2009? You see why we planned this here concert to the living waters for 2009. Whoever the president is, they'll be president for 6 months. And at that particular moment, I will then voice my concern for the water, for the air, and for the earth, which is the soil, which will be your concern, because that is your soul. And from it comes all. It's a real, even exchange, and it was set in motion by the Creator, and now we scorched it, torched it, bombed it, and everything. You can possibly paved it, done did everything. Oh, do I sound like a tree hugger? Now, I sound like a scientist. I sound like somebody that's got some good reasoning sense, has exercised some good judgment, and stays out of it. And our dead fellows who seem to be sleepwalking and accepting this choice that we have both in the Republican and Democratic Party and the candidates across the board are not worthy to run. There isn't one redeeming good thing except for the fact that they're still standing that I can say. But they are not saying. They are not contrite. They are not repentant, and they are for war, every last one of them. Oh, they may not be for this Iraq war, but they are for war, including the black man. Well, the not-so-black man. Well, you shouldn't even say black, but that's what he, you know, but that's not what he is. You see, that's what, so clearly what it is. He's African. He ain't of the Negro African. He's Kenyan, but he's of a whole nother race. You see, and they had way back when an ability to want to preside over their own, and this inclination, rather than tribal and equal, as one of the family wants to preside over and try and fix or lead us in a different way, is his inclination. That's the European side of him. That's the Dunham side of him. That's the dumb hand side of him. Ham, you know, ham, again. So what I'm saying to you is that this is the product of a person who has done international global shopping and has had his mind totally controlled. And I'm going to say it right now. He looks like it. He walks like it. He smells like it. And he talks like it. And that experience tells me he won't get to the root of the problem as to what is really aching America. And we'll just have 4 years of dissension. Now let me just with it, because Chicago land is what we're talking about here. Even Clinton. Now, this is the best you can do. Midwest types of folks. These are the people. Transplants from other places that traverse and go. Well, this is the power of the Southwest against the Eastern establishment. What are we talking about here? This is the back end of the party, meeting the other end of the other party and saying, I'll tell you what, we got 4 years of litigating, we got 4 years of delightful times ahead of us. Let us agree to disagree and let us get on with carving up and creating a world as we see it. And that world as they see it don't include all of us. Now, this is true, or there'd be a unity thing going on here if everybody was in their Godhead. But that's where the people come in, because you're feeling it, just like that lady said. She went to sleep. She said, oh, for 2 hours, she was depressed. It's kind of like that musical, you know, that I wrote called Life Conditions, based on Auspensky's Strange Life of Ivan Osokia. And there's a point when you're given an opportunity to go back and do it over again, and you're given a chance with all you know to remember it all and live it all again. And when they finally send you back and you're there and the first occurrence of pain occurs, you wonder whether you're dreaming or whether it's real. You see, this undecided way of being, instead of looking at what it is you asked for, and you got it. This is real, folks. This is so real. And I'm at peace, and I'm at joy, and I'm in love with the idea that we may have a chance to upset evil. I am telling you that this is a case of spiritual falling of souls who have been overwhelmingly arrogant and have had the spirit of mischief and passed false lies and have been lying for a long time. That's a mouthful. And I'm telling you, there ain't nothing for us to say it, because I'll tell you, above every human event or every desire there is in the world, God's purpose is universal. God is the truth, the absolute truth. God's kingdom is the true kingdom that can carry out its will, that the truth will unfold itself gradually like a cheap suit. And there they will stand. My father explained it to me, why as a turtle we couldn't even put a candidate up against these people. We just said, let's see what happens. See, a house divided amongst itself cannot stand. You see, right now everybody's being all neat, but as this race, we can force them to begin to discuss issues like, if you couldn't exercise good judgment way back when you was dealing with that saving and loans, and you found out that some of your friends may be involved in making some bad deals, and you felt that it wasn't so bad with your POW kind of way of thinking, and you have your own things that you have to deal with, and you understand how hard it is to get money, but then you marry into it. So you make some decisions, and you hang out with some bravado type of individuals who feel they're, hello?
Hello, Rev Rossi.
I love that sound.
Boy, the Holy Spirit has taken over tonight, hasn't it?
Is this Don?
Yes, it is.
You must. You know, I don't care if anybody else in the world is listening. If you're listening, then you.
I didn't want to interrupt your flow.
You don't. I wanted someone to come in here and pull me out of this here diatribe, because I was getting awful lonely. The truth can be a wonderful thing, but sometimes you need an amen or two.
Well, amen. Amen and amen and amen.
What part? I know you wait, because you wait. I know you always wait till I get into it, and then you call me, and I'm like, I know I got him, because I know I must be saying something. What touched you tonight, Don?
Oh, just everything you're saying.
Well, add to it. Give a little spice to it so the BBS radio know I'm not just crazy out here. You're with me.
Oh, no, you hit it. I mean, You didn't mention the gold. Gold is a big to do right now.
Oh yeah, it's 9:23, and they kept the market open till Eastern time till 5 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah,
it did not close, and when it closed, because of all the big buying funds. So what you have to know now, folks, is that somebody's out there pulling some serious chains. So you need to understand that we're getting ready to see a big correction.
Well, you got that right.
All right, we're getting ready to see a big correction. This is my prediction. We're going to see a big correction. So hold on to your shekels, because it's going to be a real good buying time. This is what, getting ready to shake the tree. All the phony money and foolish money is being collected and we'll drop. That's my prediction. So we're going to see a correction, but don't lose faith and don't sell. Just hold on to your gold.
Yep.
Now I mentioned Schlumberger's. Are you familiar with this?
Yes, actually, you know, there's an international component to that name too.
Oh yeah, it started in France.
Yes.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yes.
These guys started with their first office in France. Now, do you have a handle on Conrad and Marcel? But prior to them opening up in 1930, that business, because it's very interesting, folks, when you really realize who the Schlumberger Corporation is. And you can all type it in. It's Schlumberger. Just type that in, and you'll see they're big well diggers.
Yes, that's
they're
correct.
Well diggers. They dig holes.
I had some dealings with the company when I lived in Europe, and I
really?
Was in the music business. They made a recording mixer, much like MCI did, and they had gotten into electronics and data collection and that sort of stuff. And they actually had a pretty good product, but we didn't buy it. And you know, when this stuff came out, Jim Garrison and that connection, it was kind of interesting because the name Schlumberger.
Oh, thank you for correcting me.
In German, it's a German name.
Uh huh.
And the fact that they were in France is quite unusual.
Wow.
And it shows a Zionist connection. You can presume that when they have a German name, especially displaced in another country where you have a predominant language such as French. I mean, they don't let they dislike the Germans very much in France.
That's why it's so interesting that they capitulated and delivered their country over to the Germans so quickly. You know, in history, when you look at how France conducted itself, Germany just went on in there and just, took over with no resistance from France.
Yes,
at all.
That's very correct. There is a component related to the Jesuits. You see, the Jesuits were thrown out of France.
Right.
Germany threw the Jesuits out of Germany.
Yeah.
And when they planned World War II, basically they socked it to both countries. They came back and got revenge on both countries. And those are the manipulators kind of behind the scenes that... whose name gets left out of the picture.
Yeah. And I want to kind of bring them into the picture because it's not that I'm indicting the organization that exists now, the one that is working now, although the skullduggery and the types of technologies that they are practicing, especially when it comes to underground and substrata types of detections of whatever it is that they're looking for, and bouncing rays and seismic studies and all of these things, I think that these are probably, if you was looking at this particular organization, that they have been used by our Defense Department more than we know, and then I really think that our Congress needs to really look into this corporation, and they're based in Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to get the Congress to look at it because they've all been compromised in one way or another.
Well, then it's our duty to find out how they've been compromised, how their machines work, who took over the machines, who's greasing the machines now, and let's just bump these people off one by one with character assassinations as opposed to real assassinations by just allowing people to know how they're connected, who they're connected to, and what no good they're up to.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
You see what I'm saying? Because right now we're in a real critical, critical state. Our money is so funny, and it seems as if they just keep on printing it. And I don't know. You're in Ohio, right?
Yeah.
You've been traveling around, right?
I've been doing a little bit of traveling, yeah.
You see a difference at the pumps when you go different places?
Oh, yes. What's interesting is Kentucky... the gas was a lot less than it is up north, and as I went further south, it was very cheap in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And I was informed that Georgia has a special dispensation that no other state in the country has. They get cheap gas all the time.
Yeah, because I think it has something to do with them being so cozy with the military, you know? When you look at what's down there in Georgia and how it all works, it kind of makes me wonder a little bit, you know, how much...
Mm-hmm.
that status?
I don't know the true reason for that, but, you know, 15 cents less a gallon isn't all that much when you're up to $3 a gallon everywhere else or higher, you know.
$3.40 here. $3.40 for regular.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Big Island.
Yeah.
You know. But we know. So everybody heard my prediction here. Look for a big correction. But hold on, because it'll be a dip, a serious one. But don't faint. And hey, Don, why don't you tell people historically a little bit as to why we would be watching the price of gold right now?
Well, whenever you have inflation or deflation, see, we have kind of a dichotomy right now. They lowered the interest rate a quarter of a percent up to 0.75%, and yet inflation is increasing. That usually drives inflation up, which means we have to pay more money for our goods. Now, when inflation goes up and we have less money to pay, it makes the value of the dollar go down. And not to mention what's happening overseas, and you're not hearing a lick of this in the news. And that's the fact that they have basically dumped the dollar as the standard for oil. So other countries are paying in euros, they're paying in yen, they're using different currencies, and they're dumping the dollar. So the dollar is not going to be the standard internationally for exchange, which in terms of what we have in our wealth, in our personal wealth, in our assets, the only tangible commodity is going to be gold, because that will be universally accepted around the planet. Now, if you don't have gold now and you buy into it, you're going to buy $200 to $300 an ounce higher than what it was this time last year. Definitely, it's gone up that much, and they're talking about driving it up to $2,000 or $3,000 an ounce. It'll be very difficult for anyone to get a substantial amount of gold for the money that we have, especially with the understanding that they're intentionally, and I'm talking about our government. They're intentionally driving the dollar down so they can jump into the Amero and basically just dissolve this nation and form what they want to call the North American Union, even though they deny that this is happening. This is everything they're doing.
Well, it's difficult to deny it when you can just type it into the search engine and see the news in other countries talking about these deals and the signatures and the trips that the Mr. President took up to Canada and the paperwork that he signed and the intentions that he was talking about. I mean, it's only not news to those people who are not in tune with our shows, huh? Why don't you give a plug one time for your show there? And what it is that you do?
Well, I'm the host of Evident Footprints, which is on BBS Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern, Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday on Stream 1 on BBS Radio, or Station 1, as it's sometimes referred to. And I talk about everything from government, politics, conspiracy, UFOs, metaphysics, music, art, healing, just about anything you can sink your teeth into.
Well, my candidate dropped out, Dennis Kucinich. How's Ron Paul doing?
Well, Ron Paul, believe it or not, the people are still supporting him. He is going to be focusing on not losing his congressional seat. I had called in tonight to get your take on what you thought might be happening, what the spirit's telling you is going to go on, because I have this sneaky feeling that somehow he's not out of the picture. Now,
oh, yeah, that's what I was talking about a little earlier, if you were listening. You know, we're praying for a dark horse to come up here. I'm looking for an all-and-out, you know, kind of convention. But with this here Super Tuesday that just came up and this whole invention of Super Tuesday, I feel a lot of Southern influence in this whole thing, that this is a fight with the Southwest and the Eastern establishment. And it's been a back-and-forth kind of thing. If we look traditionally at it, there's this underlying corporations that are vying for this office this time around. It hasn't really anything to do with peak oil or whether or not our money is funny. It's more like there's somebody that who represents both sides that's desperately just trying to get their person in, because they all look so similar, Don.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at Hillary and I look at how she, you know, even has Illinois and Chicago roots, and she's the one who went in 74 and sat there and got all the evidence against Nixon, you know, because she was just a young law clerk kind of person doing her, you know, summer thing. And she sat there and got a piece of history, and then she marched off to Arkansas and has been doing the Stevens groups and other people's work. And then for her to jump and become, I'm from New York, you know what I'm saying? For the New Yorkers to then buy this woman, just like they would have bought Robert Kennedy way back when, you know, coming from another place in time and become a senator from New York. So it smells a lot like this. Somebody pulling the strings is saying, and I think it's the same as it was back when Nixon and Kennedy. I don't really care who wins this election as long as it don't come back to me. Here's money. Just have a good fight. Trick the people as much as you can. Get their affections. Divide and split and conquer. Really, I don't care who becomes, because you know you all owe me anyhow, so just do the work and make sure it doesn't lead back to me. Now, this is what I'm more interested in, is all this quiet, nice neatness. It's just too neat in these troubling times that people have been so, the scandals are too great, the larceny too big, the injustice too large, the I don't care and apathy just too prevalent for me to believe that this is the best America got. So I'm looking forward to Ron Paul doing whatever he can to upset this here, the Republican Party, because they're out of their minds if they think that POW McCain, which sounds too much like Cain and Abel to me, should be the man for them. I think there's somebody better in the Republican Party that's not hooked up with liquor and with Anheuser-Busch and is hooked up with a woman that can't make a right mind up about whether or not it's right to be stealing drugs from her own medical clinic. You know, these people don't exercise good judgment. And you get my slant on it? And I haven't libeled them at all. That's history, folks. I haven't said anything. If you want to forgive them, you go ahead. But I don't forgive people for having the opportunity to do what's right. And if he had done what was right, think Charles Keating could have stole all that money from all those savings and loan people. You'd think that they would have covered it up. And all those people would be out their money. You see where I'm coming from?
Well, yes, I do. And you're absolutely right. You're actually telling the truth, the very thing that the mainstream media, the corrupt propagandized media, does not do. And they're counting on all the people that are mind-controlled, brainwashed, dumbed down, expecting that they're just going to go with the flow. I'm going to predict that there's going to be some things coming out about these elections, because I've been tracking all the elections, and they all appear to be very, very corrupt. McCain had something like 3% of the vote in Iowa, and then he jumps all the way up into the high 50s or 60s in these other states. That's insane. This is definitely manipulated through the Diebold machines. The votes are actually counted by companies from foreign countries. We don't even have Americans counting these votes. The technology we're using is Israeli technology. I mean, come on. Who's pulling the strings here?
Well, like I told you, when you say that in the foreign country, you just look at the Bush-Bandar connection. You look at Saudi Arabia, who has focused all the attention on Afghanistan and Pakistan and Iraq, and now Iran. And you'll see who benefits from all of this. And I'm putting all my money on the fact that if you really do your homework, you're going to find out that the Saudis are at the helm here. And there's the United Arab Emirates. Because you have to look back just to 73 when you look back to the oil embargo of 73, you could see all these countries, including Libya and Syria, and all of them were seriously united, and they were bringing the United States down to the knees. So the first time Americans were realizing, my goodness, that people in Texas don't give a darn about us because they'd rather sit on their reserves and keep getting that depletion allowance than to ease our woes and watch the price of gas go up and then make us stand in line odd and even. You know, I know, and soon America will know what it's like, just like Cuba knows, what it's like when the ships don't come. And the president's presiding and comforting us with the thought that they're going to kiss it and make it better. And that's when we're going to see why they have all these containment camps and stuff, because some people just don't want to hear that, you know.
Mm-hmm. And, well, you mentioned the oil embargo. You know, Poppy Bush was behind getting OPEC to raise the price of oil.
Oh, yeah.
And
I mean,
and they stopped drilling, and they used the excuse, and it was really a lousy excuse, too, that it costs more to produce a barrel of oil here in the United States than it did over there.
And, oh, yeah, you know why? Because it's dirty. That's why they had to use so much sulfur. That's how the melons made their fortune, you know. The way you clean up oil is to use sulfur. Mm-hmm. But when you got that nice, sweet crude that's coming out of the Middle East, you don't have to do that, man. You can just bypass. It's like honey. It looks like honey. Whereas the oil that comes out of our ground is it's like black crude. It's dirty, and it has to be cleaned up. So they look at it from a dollar and cents point of view. But you also, you know, if you hook in Onassis with Bush and you hook in the Gettys with them all and you find out whose ships were and what parts when that whole oil embargo thing was going on, it really tells history, and it tells everybody who really is in power today, you know. And I don't know, Don, do you get a feeling that people just don't care?
Well, I think people are scared. I think there's a lot of fear. They've bought into all of this propaganda. The idea of terrorism, yeah, be afraid of terrorism when you know it's your government that's the terrorist.
Well, couldn't they know that our government is the terrorist when they saw the straight bombing of those Vietnamese or the early morning dropping of the atom bomb? I mean, what do you think Americans? Why? How do you think American gets so innocent so quickly? And it hasn't even been what are we going to say 70 years since all of this machinations with atomic energy and nuclear power. I mean, what do we say to people when we start to talk about people like Silkwood, or when we start to talk about all the people who have died trying to stop all of the illegal dumping of nuclear waste and things that these corporations, which, you know, Mussolini said the definition of fascism is corporatism. You know, how do you really think that people, if they knew all this stuff, would vote for anybody this year?
if they knew it, I mean, they're being told. The problem is people have short memories and they're spoiled. Americans are really spoiled in a lot of ways. They become selfish. They become materialistic for a long time. And that was really drummed into us, you know, to get ahead, to be successful, to, you know, compete with the Joneses next door and have a better house and a bigger car and a bigger family and go on more vacations and spend your money on this and that. And really, everything that we've been endeared to in our culture is centered around money. And now the money's collapsing. We have a fiat financial system. It's fictitious. They make money out of thin air. What do you expect? Eventually, it's got to come down. Even a balloon filled with helium eventually falls to the ground. And that's what we're experiencing. Now, you've got people that really don't care. They figure government is doing the job. I got to get my kids to soccer practice, and I got to get them to their dance lessons, and I have to go get my hair done and my nails done, and I got to go bowling and go wash the car, and that's life. And we really, really miss the mark. We don't understand the purpose of life, and our churches don't teach us the true meaning of spirituality and the reason we have a life, the reason we experience life in a physical body here on this planet. Very few people care to know about that. So when this hits them and they become victimized by not having food, not having water, not having energy, and not having any money to get those things, even if they existed, it'll sink in real fast, but it'll be too late.
Yeah, I really think we need to start talking about that doctrine of future life, because there is a life coming, and how we endure it, how we take it on, and how we learn to accept the spiritual aspects of this reality we call life, we're in for a heck of a ride. And you know what, Don? We've come to the end of the show, and I'm going to tell you one more time, you want to boss this, but you bring out the best in me. You give me hope that what I'm saying is heard, and for that, each week I am encouraged to continue this game, and I hope that any time that you are up and feel a need to call in and add in, you compliment my show completely.
Well, I'm just agreeing with you. That's the main reason for calling in, and thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, you were just listening to Don Nikoloff. He's an evident footprint, like Sasquatch. Yeah, you can follow the footprints. It's Jesus.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Care. Hey, you write me back, Roxy. You
huh?
Me? Write me back.
Write you back?
Yeah, I sent you an email.
Oh, okay. I'm going to write you back. I'm going to send you my latest dissertation.
Okay. All right, you keep in touch.
You stay well.
All right, God bless.
God bless you, too.
All right.
All right, folks, you know, I could go on forever, but why? I'm trying to do it tight. I'm trying to get syndicated. And so if I go over, you know, it just means that I wouldn't be able to do all of the wonderful things that you can do when you do this and play it on other channels and other things when you do it. So with that, and not being greedy for the airways, I'm turning it back over to PBSRadio.com, and I'm saying aloha to all of you, and do your homework. Aloha.